You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. We've been getting a lot of phone calls here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery from patients that are very concerned about information that they've heard about the Moderna vaccine for COVID-19 and some swelling some patients have had with their facial fillers. And I wanted to make sure that I'm reaching out to the audience and everyone that's listening to really squelch a lot of the anxiety and a lot of the thought process that might go into worrying about the Moderna vaccine, getting facial fillers, or if you already have facial fillers, maybe worrying about getting the vaccine because of that. So I really wanted to address this very simplistically so that you understand really where it's all coming from and what you should be concerned about and what you shouldn't be concerned about. So let's start with this. Any vaccine, any vaccination is supposed to trigger your body's immune system to get ready. It's basically an immune system stimulator. That's exactly what a vaccine is supposed to do. It's supposed to rev up your body to be prepared to attack something that it's noting isn't supposed to be in your body. So it could be a virus that it's trying to fight. It could be an infection that you have. It could be anything like that. And in this case, the Moderna vaccine has been shown in only 3 patients so far that's had literally been reported out of 30,000 in this study. Only 3 patients have shown some swelling in the areas of their face where they had facial injections. One person had it in their lips and the other 2 patients had it in their cheeks. So it's not like it's something that's very rampant, but it is possible. And the reason why it is possible is because when you get that vaccine, again, it's revving up your immune system to go after things that it's going to find in your body that's a foreign substance. And in this particular case, the foreign substance is most likely this hyaluronic acid filler, like Juvederm and Restylane and all those products that you know about are hyaluronic acids. And hyaluronic acids do such a great job at making the wrinkles go away and your lips fuller because they attract water. They attract a juicy quality to the skin. So just imagine if on a normal situation, that hyaluronic acid filler is supposed to give you a little bit of a fullness in, let's say, your lips or in your cheeks. Now you get the vaccine, and this vaccine is now hunting around because it stimulated your immune system. It finds something like a hyaluronic acid, and because it's going to draw in cells to that area to help heal what it basically thinks that it needs to bring in some cells to heal you, it's going to attack that hyaluronic acid. And because it already is something that likes water and basically absorbs water, it's going to swell even more. All of these 3 patients, over 2 to 3 days, the actual swelling was gone. It was treated with antihistamines, and one patient had steroids that was also used along with antihistamines. Again, this is not an unusual thing that we've seen before, because patients that have had the shingles vaccine, people that have had the flu vaccine, sometimes have called their plastic surgeon or their dermatologist's office, and this is very well documented, that areas where they had facial fillers swelled. And again, it may not be everyone, obviously, but there are certain patients that will have an immune response that's probably heightened and it will go after places around the face or on the body where there is a foreign substance. Now, if this is something that is becoming painful, if it's something, God forbid, that you're feeling you're having difficulty breathing, if it's something like an anaphylactic reaction, that's a whole different story. And that's the primary reason why, if you've been lucky enough already to get the vaccine, they make you wait around at least 15 minutes right after your vaccine, either the Pfizer one or the Moderna one, because they are waiting to see if there is going to be any type of a allergic reaction to the vaccine. And that's going to happen almost immediately. That's not going to be something that happens, you know, days later, because you'll know yourself once you get that vaccine. And if, like I said before, if you've been lucky enough to have it already, you may realize that the vaccine may cause, and they tell you this when you're getting, you know, the shot, the vaccine itself may cause things like your arm hurts, or the arm, the site of the injection gets swollen, right? It may cause you to have some feelings of like tiredness or malaise, or you may have a fever. All of these things are literally the body's response through this immune system that's just getting highlighted to really do something. And some people may feel it more than others, but those types of things that are always reported are, you know, what we see all the time with some sort of a flu shot or some sort of a vaccination. Those things are what can happen. It's very analogous to if you bang into a wall or sprain your ankle or do something, cells in your body that want to help repair that or heal that will go to that area. And when those cells go to that area, it is going to create a swelling. And that's why your arm may get swollen if you banged into a wall, or your ankle, if you twisted it, may get swollen. So all of those things are what we want to have happen, believe it or not, as a response to some sort of an injury. And that's basically what's starting to happen with the reaction to a vaccine. So by all means, and every society so far has come out and said the following: the American Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons, the dermatologic societies have all said getting the vaccine is the priority. Do not let having had facial fillers or knowing that you're going to get facial fillers stop you from getting the vaccine. What we've been telling our patients that have been calling is that if this could be you, if you already received your vaccine, we would tell you to wait approximately 2 weeks to schedule or to come in to have your facial fillers, only because it's going to give you enough time from that injection so that you'll possibly not have any kind of a response. And if you've had the facial fillers recently and you're scheduled for your vaccine and you can push it to 2 weeks, I would do that also. But at the end of the day, even if you did get some swelling in the areas where you had facial fillers, number one, we could use things like antihistamines, like a Benadryl. We can always prescribe some sort of a steroid that you could take orally. And the third thing, which I always tell patients anyway, even with regular filling of the lips or the face or anything like that, we actually have the antidote to dissolve that facial filler. If the filler was done with hyaluronic acid fillers, which the majority of FDA-approved fillers in the United States are hyaluronic acid fillers. If they are, we have an enzyme called hyaluronidase that can be pinpointed, injected into that swelling of where that product was injected and literally dissolve it. So we have you covered on all different ends of this. Just remember, if we're not talking about an anaphylactic reaction, we're not talking about someone that says they're having difficulty breathing, that's a whole different story. What we're saying is, if you have, now again, we haven't seen anything reported yet about the Pfizer vaccine, but if you are someone that has had the Moderna vaccine and you do think that your facial fillers may have swelled after the first day or so, you should definitely give a call to your plastic surgeon or wherever you had it injected so that they can either evaluate it in the office or immediately just, you know, set you up for some antihistamines or some steroids. Hopefully this has calm down the excitement over this and put your mind to rest a little bit more. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.